Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed sisters and brothers. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD. God is truly good and God is on the throne. God is answering prayers, and he's a God that could do anything but fail. And we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for you, you, and you. Welcome to the Power Hour of Prayer and Teaching. God is a God that's above, and God is everywhere. Amen. And we thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. His only begotten Son, who he sent into this world to suffer, died, and bled on that cross for your sins and for my sins. This is your Power Hour of Salvation. Amen. Salvation is nigh, and we thank God for Jesus. Glory be to God. Tell a friend to tune in to the Power Hour of Prayer here alive. And we are truly, truly blessed because we are still in the land of the living. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke us up this morning and started us on our way. Glory be to God. We thank God for you, you, and you. Good morning, Venezuela. Good morning, Germany. Good morning, Africa, South Africa. Good morning, New Mexico. Good morning, Mexico. Good morning, Argentina. Good morning, New York City, New York State, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Good morning to you in Sumter, South Carolina, Florence, South Carolina. Good morning to you in North Carolina, Durham, North Carolina. God is truly good. We thank God for all of you that are all around the world. We have 144 million plus listeners. Isn't God good? We are a nation called to pray without ceasing. And the Word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Miami, Florida. Hallelujah. Virginia Beach, Virginia. Norfolk, Virginia. We thank God. Glory, hallelujah. God is true. Arizona. Hallelujah. We are praying for you. God is a God that's above and beyond, and he hasn't failed us yet. We want you to turn your Bibles to our 91st song, our song of protection, the 91st song. Yes, we are praying for you, you, and you. 24-hour prayer line. This 24-hour prayer line has been in existence for over 25 years. We thank God for keeping us, guiding us, and leading us. And Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministry will be celebrating another anniversary. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We've been in existence, thank you, Jesus, since July of 1997. Hallelujah. 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 Ain't no stopping us now. Ain't no stopping us now. We thank God for Shanita Kelly, our realtor, licensed in the state of Maryland and licensed in the state of Virginia, licensed in the state of Maryland and Pennsylvania. I'm taking it to Virginia now. That may be coming up. Give Shanita Kelly a call at 443-854-0977. That's 443-854-0977. She is a praying, powerful woman of God. She will pray you through that transition. She will pray you through that house blessing. Amen. She wants your brand new home to be a blessing and not a burden. All right? Thank you, Jesus. Shanita Kelly, give her a call at 443-854-0977. One of our anointed prayer warriors. Also, don't forget about Dr. David Gaines, Master Electrician. Dr. David Gaines is located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Give Dr. David Gaines a call for that natural hairstyle, and also he's a barber on site. Give him a call at 443-449-3361. 443-449-3361. Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician, man of God. Thank God for Dr. David Gaines sharing those fresh fruits and vegetables with the city of Baltimore. But you got to give him a call and let him know that you would like to acquire some of the fresh fruits and vegetables. And let me give you that correct number, 443-449-3631. Dr. David Gaines, master electrician of Ebony Styles. The correct number is 443-449-3631. Natural hairstyles for you, you, and you. And again, he's a barber on site also. But you got to schedule an appointment. If you want to pick up vegetables on Thursday and bread, give Dr. David Gaines a call at 443-449-3631. 443-449-3631. Let him know you heard about it at the Power Hour of Prayer with Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart, PhD. Don't forget about our family tree, raising families up. facilitating parent groups online, hallelujah, virtually, and conference call. You stand in need of services through the family tree. You can always call them at 443-889-2301. Also, there's another number, 410-889-2300. 410-889-2300. The family tree, raising families up. Also, don't forget about their free respite services they have for children ages 4 to 12. Parents, if you stand in need of someone to take care of your children in a safe environment, in a teaching environment, give the family tree a call at 410-889-2300. 4 hours of free respite care. Professionals that are there with your children. Up to 4 hours. Amen. Up to 4 hours of respite care. Give the family tree a call at 410-889-2300 for the free respite care. There's forms that you have to fill out in case of an emergency. You need someone to take care of your children. Want to go to the hairdresser? Want to go to the barber? If you just need a break, give the family tree a call at 410-889-2300 and let them know that you have to apply for the free respite services for children ages 4 to 12. It's free. It's free. Baltimore, you're blessed to have so many services available to you. Give the family tree a call if you want to be a part of a group, court ordered, or if you want to volunteer. 410-889-2300. And, yes, I am one of the facilitators for the parenting groups at the family tree. Male and female. Parenting is a male and female job. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for our males and females. Thank you, Jesus. Created in the image of God. Give the family tree a call at 410-889-2300 for 4 hours of free respite care for your children ages 4 to 12. But there's forms that you have to complete. To God be the glory for the great things that he is doing in this day and this time. We all should have our Bibles open to Psalm 91 at this time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Our Psalm of Protection. Read it morning, noon, and night, and even for a snack. That should be your snack. It's no calories. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Glory, hallelujah. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil, glory be to God, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he have set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. Glory, hallelujah. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he have known my name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Get that in your spirit this morning. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Somebody's in trouble this morning. Huh? Somebody need a way out. The word of God is saying in Psalm 91, verse 15, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and what? Honor him with long life. Long life, my sisters and my brothers, and I believe that's long, healthy life. With long life, will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Isn't God good? That's the God that I serve, amen? That's the God you should serve. Psalm 110, verse 1. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Uh-huh. Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Be still and know that I am God. Be anxious for nothing. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Sit thou at my right hand until I make, watch out, not you. You can't do nothing without God. Don't even try it. I can't live without him. But I know that with God, all things are possible to those who believe. Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. I am thy salvation. Psalm 35, verse 1 through 3. Psalm 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Fret not thyself. Stop worrying about evildoers. Think about the goodness of God. Think about how good God has been to you. Think about how God is still good to you. And thank God that you no longer one of them evildoers. Fret not thyself, my sisters and brothers, because of evildoers. Neither be envious. Yes, we got some Christians that are envious. Neither be envious against the workers of iniquity. This is the word of God. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. If you're trusting in God, you're not murmuring and complaining. You're not worrying. The word of God says trust in the Lord. Who are you going to trust in? In the Lord. Why? Because the word of God tells me so. Trust in the Lord and do good. While you're trusting God, you continue to do good, my sisters and my brothers. Trust in the Lord and do good. While you're trusting, you're still doing good. Isn't that what Jesus Christ did? He did what his Father had ordained for him to do. He didn't stop feeding the hungry. He didn't start healing. He continued to do good. Trust in the Lord and do good. I heard someone say, I'm not helping anybody else anymore. No, no, no. God gives us wisdom. Thank you, Jesus, for wisdom. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. In the midst of all that you're going through, you're still being fed spiritually and physically. Delight thyself. Thank you, Jesus. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And I believe if your desires align with the word of God, he will give you the desires of your heart. He knows your heart, my dear ones. He knows your heart. That way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Mm-hmm. He shall bring it to pass. Not you, not the pastor, not the bishop, not the archbishop, not the apostle, not the chief apostle, not the elders, not the trustees, not the deacons, not the deaconess. He will bring it to pass. Thank you, Jesus. God uses those individuals as his instruments. He works through them. Thank you, Jesus. But you give God the glory for the great things he's done and for using that person as an instrument in your life. Thank you, Jesus. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Thank you for the light. Jesus is the light of the world. He will bring it forth. Rest in the Lord. And I love that. My blessed sisters and brothers, rest in the Lord. We need this rest. Relax. Let go and let God. Don't hurry, God. God, I don't know why it's taking so long. I don't know why I still got to go through this. Rest in the Lord. The Word of God says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Stop murmuring and complaining. Rest in the Lord, my sisters and my brothers, and wait patiently for him. He knows all about what you're going through. He knew about it before it even occurred. He's trying you. He's testing you. You say, God, I'm going to trust in the Lord until I die. While you're trusting him, you rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Patience is a virtue. Relax, let go, and let God. He knows exactly what he's doing. Be quiet and take the test. Be quiet and take the test. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger. We got a lot of angry Christians. Cease from anger. The Word of God is saying cease from anger. And then we often hear people say, it's all right to get angry, but sin not. There's a time for everything. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. I'm going to get her back. I'm going to give her a piece of my mind. I'm going to tell them off. That's not a word of God. That's not the Christ in you. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Expose the Christ in you. The world see the Christ in you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Somebody need this morning. Rest in the Lord. Your blood sugar levels are going up. Your blood pressure is going up. The doctor's saying you got cancer. The doctor is saying that you got diabetes. The doctor is saying your pain, or you're telling the doctor your pain is getting worse. Rest in the Lord. The pressure in the eyes is going up in the Lord. Stomach aches, panic attacks, confusion. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. You don't need to take another pill. You don't need to see another doctor. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's being healed this morning. Somebody's being delivered this morning. Somebody's being set free from a situation in their life. Somebody being set free from a person in their life. Turn them over to Jesus. He's already worked it out. My blessed sisters and brothers, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Stop having all those stomach conditions. Mm-hmm. God is touching those intestines right now. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself, because of him who prospers in his way. Because you think somebody's getting over. God knows exactly what they're doing. God knows exactly what they're doing. He sees all, and he knows all. And you wonder when it's going to stop. Put them in God's hands. Put them in God's hands. And take your mind off of that person. Focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Keep your eyes on the prize. Because if the man who bringeth wicked devices is past, cease from anger and forsake wrath, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off that wait upon the Lord. They shall do what? Inherit the earth. Our Father is rich in house and land. Uh-huh. There's an inheritance waiting for you. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. This is the word of God. It shall not be. Verse 11 says, but the meek shall inherit what? There you go again. But the meek shall inherit the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You're children of God. The word of God says, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. My God, my God, my God. It's nothing, my blessed sisters and brothers, it's nothing like an abundance of peace while you're in the land of the living. When all hell is breaking loose all around you, God will bless you with the abundance of peace. The peace that surpasses all human understanding. They can't comprehend peace. Why is he at peace when all hell is breaking loose? God will bless you. He will bless you with the abundance of peace. Thank you, Jesus, for that peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. You ain't got to do no laughing. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword, have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart. You heard people say, when you dig a ditch, you better dig too. Mm-hmm. Watch out. And their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man has is better than the riches of many of the wicked. Get your focus off those material things. Get your focus off those material things. Material things won't make you happy. Mm-hmm. Material things will not make you happy. It's nice to have a nice home. It's nice to have a nice car. It's nice to have nice clothing. But material things cannot give you what Jesus can. Material things can't give you peace. Material things can't give you love. My God, my God. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Jesus. And only what you do for Christ will last. This fool shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little of the righteous man had is better than the riches of many of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the upright. Yes, he will. He will uphold you when you're going through. It doesn't seem like it. But the word of God says, but the Lord will upholdeth the uprighteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And here we go again. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be what? Forever. Bottom line. Their inheritance shall be forever. And forever means forever. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 37, verses 1 through 18. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Isn't God good? There's an inheritance waiting for you. The word of God says in verse 11, but the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Yes. Meek does not mean that you're weak. Some folk look at you and say, oh, I can get over on her, or I can get over on him. That's not weakness. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in what? In abundance of peace. So much you can't even count it. You can't even comprehend the abundance of peace. Then it says in verse 18, the Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. My sisters and brothers, forever. Let us pray. Father, we come in the matchless name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together as sisters and brothers in Christ. We thank you for this day, because this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I didn't make this day. You didn't make this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for his Father. We can cry out, Abba, Father, at any time. We know that you're with us, because you said in your word you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we take you at your word. We cry out to you this morning. But first of all, we want to praise you. We want to glorify you. We want to magnify you. We want to lift up our hands and just say, thank you, Jesus. God, I made it another day. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You woke me up this morning and started me on my way. God, I'm in my right mind. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. You kept me safe from fires and floods and thieves of the night. You've guided me, you lead me, you've directed me, Father God. And I know, Father God, that I'm going to trust in you and believe in you. I am a true believer of the Almighty Living God. Our God is not dead. Our God lives, and he lives inside of our souls. Thank you, Jesus. And for those who have gone through some situations last night, in the wee hours of the night, early this morning, yesterday, last week, last month, touch them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing in somebody's mind, body, spirit, and soul. We pray for deliverance right now from evil. We pray, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. You touch, move, heal, and deliver, because we are a nation called to pray without ceasing. We're not perfect. We're striving for perfection. We thank you for sending your son Jesus, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, past, present, and future. We thank you, Father God. You know all about our troubles. You know all about our trials. You know all about our situations. And we thank you right now for hearing and answering our prayer. You've been good to us, Father. Better to us than we've been to our own selves. You have brought us thus far. But we pray that you will comfort those who have lost loved ones. We thank you right now, because you said in your word you'll never leave us nor forsake us. For those loved ones who have went through a transition, we pray right now, Father God, that you'll touch the family members, individually and collectively. We pray for the Brown family. Glory be to God. The Harvin family. The Poor family. The Green family. Thank you, Jesus. The Nelson family. Touch Brother Frank right now in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Touch him right now, Father God. Let him hear from you. Let Cookie and Shelly, let them hear from you. Let the sisters, Ruth Nelson, Ernestine Nelson, hear from you. Seward Nelson, in the name of Jesus. Comfort their family right now. Then we pray for Harry and Linda Bennett, that you be with them and guide them and lead them. Crown their head with godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. We thank you right now for blessing them in ways they never can imagine. We thank you for restoration, restoring, restoration. All that was taken away, restore 100-fold. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I feel a blessing coming on right now in the air. Thank you for restoration. Thank you, Father God, for those that have not given up, those that are holding on to God's unchanging hand. Yes, Sister Greta, we're praying for you. God is able. We're praying for all the postal workers all over the United States of America and outside of the United States, that God will be with them and bless them and guide them and lead them and direct them as they walk the streets, as they're in the mail carrying trucks. UPS workers, we're praying for you. That God will watch over you. FedEx workers, we're praying for you. That God will watch over you, direct you, lead you, and guide you. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, we're praying for you. God is able. God is able. God is able. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We're praying for you. Gospel Tabernacle Church, Bishop Reginald Kennedy, Minister Duffy, Minister Ricks, Minister McFadden, we're praying for you, your families, and your loved ones, that God will comfort you and guide you and lead you into divine wisdom, divine knowledge, divine intelligence. Every man and woman of God needed divine wisdom, divine knowledge, and divine intelligence in the name of Jesus. We are praying for you, glory, hallelujah, Desmond Stewart, thanking God for your promotion as an international agent for basketball players. We thank you for that promotion, and may God continue to bless you and guide you and lead you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. The graduation of students, Father, we thank you right now. Zariel and Rael Kelly, we commend you on your graduations. God is taking you to another level. We thank you for Diamond Tiggle as her desire to become a veterinarian. Bless her in her studies. Touch her mind. Have our students not to lose focus, but to go forth and take a giant step into another level. We thank you right now. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for Elijah Kelly. My God, my God, my God. We lift up Jimmy Traham, James Traham. We're lifting you up in prayer. God is able. We're praying for you and your children right now in the name of Jesus. Your family members in its entirety. Sheree Williams, we are praying for you that God will just touch your mind, body, spirit, and soul, and that you will continue to serve the Almighty Living God. Dwayne Williams, Sr., we're praying for you. God has blessed you in a mighty way. Dwayne Williams, Jr., Dejanay, see God in everything that you do. Trust God in everything that you do. We're praying, Father God, for total healing for Mother Annie Green, Mother Nita, Mother Logan. We're praying for total healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, total healing. Sister Burdetta Washington, total healing. Pastor Tammy Caesar, total healing. Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, total healing. mind, body, spirit, and soul. Total healing. Jesus. Jesus, total healing. Evangelist Janet Griffith, total healing. Jonathan, total healing. Christina, the baby, total healing. Victor, total healing. God is uniting families and bringing them back to closer together again. And we thank you for it right now, Father God, that they'll see you in the midst of every situation that they're going through. Theron Green, Jill Green, Brother Bellamy and Ruth Bellamy, Pastor Victor Mines, First Lady Karen Mines, Wallace and Sandra Green, Elijah and Shanita Kelly, Elder Dawn and Annette Smith. God is drawing our couples closer together in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let there be peace in these marriages, Harry and Linda. Let there be peace in these marriages. Let them come together under one accord in Jesus Christ. God has ordained marriages between a male and a female. And we thank you right now, God. We thank you right now that no weapon formed against them will prosper. Dr. David and Demetria, bless them. Let no destruction come in between families, husbands and wives. But God has put together, let no man put asunder. Yes, God hears and answers your prayers. Be obedient to the Spirit of God and the Word of God. We pray for our President of the United States, Joe Biden, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. We're praying that God will touch their minds right now, that they'll have a mind stayed on Jesus Christ. And before they make any rules or regulations, they'll call upon the name of Jesus and surrender to you. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Carmela Harris and your husband, we're praying for you that God will bless you with divine wisdom, not the wisdom of the world, not the ways of the world, divine wisdom, divine intelligence that comes from God. Every worker in Congress, in the White House, we're lifting you up in prayer. House of Representatives, we're lifting you up in prayer. Ways and Means Committee, we're lifting you up in prayer. Supreme Court judges, we're lifting you up in prayer. God is able. He's a stabilizer. He will keep your life stable. All church leaders, we are praying for you. Pope, we are praying for you. God is a God of order. And he could do anything but fail. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Reverend Dr. Maybelle Hickman, we're praying for you and the Hickman family. Deacon Lee, the Lee family, we're praying for you. Bishop Timmy Lee, we're praying for you and your First Lady. Family and children, we're praying for grandchildren and great-grandchildren, grandparents and great-great-great-grandparents. We're praying for you generation after generation after generation. That generation curses will be, my God, thank you, Jesus. No more generational curses. They will be broken as of today. No more drug addiction in that family. No more alcoholism in that family. No more hatred. No more jealousy. No more envy in that family. We're praying for the prostitutes that walk the streets, that they will fall on bending knees and say, I surrender to you, the Almighty Living God. He is your way out. He is your way maker. The liars, the thieves, the backbiters, the homosexuals. God is a God of order. And God don't make no mistakes. We thank you, Jesus, for deliverance right now in the name of Jesus from drug addiction. That individual no longer wants crack or crack cocaine or heroin or pills or the desire to shoot needles in their veins. Take it away right now in the name of Jesus. Trouble their mind and their spirit. They will not want to hear the word or the name of any illegal drugs that they're using in the name of Jesus. From this day forth, stop it right now in their tracks. Take that needle out of your arteries, out of your veins. My God, my God, my God. Stop them right now in the name of Jesus. It will not do you any good any longer. We thank you, Father God, for delivering that dear one from alcoholism. They will not want to taste, smell, or see alcohol in the name of Jesus. No more alcoholics. You are a man or woman of God. You are not an alcoholic. You are a man or woman of God. You got to speak that. I'm a man or woman of God. I am been healed, delivered, and set free from any habit. My God, I'm set free from temptation. I'm delivered right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you for your deliverance right now. We thank God for your healing right now of cancer, HIV, AIDS, rheumatoid arthritis. My God, my God, my God, your healing is in the house. And you ought to shout for joy and praise God and say, God, I thank you for my healing right now from that back condition. Those knees have been aching over and over again. You're healed. Pastor Linda Smith, Road Life Ministries, you're healed. By his stripes, you are healed. And you claim it in the name of Jesus. Right now, on this day, the word of God says you are healed. He's sending that wayward son, that wayward daughter back home. Receive them in the name of Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. He's putting on some fresh garments. The old garments are being cast away, destroyed, sent back to the pits of hell from which they came. Thank you, Jesus, for our careers, for our jobs that you blessed them with. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for our paychecks, our weekly, monthly, the money that we receive, and that we'll use it in the right way. Bless the money, the checks that we receive, and we will use it for the glory of keeping of the word of God, the house of God, the movement and manifestation of the Holy Spirit in your life right now. Thank you for restoring that individual's eyesight. They can see clearly now. Thank you, Jesus, for healing of that eyesight. Thank you for touching that mind right now and recreating that mind. No more dementia. No more Alzheimer's. No more mental illness in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Touch that mind right now. You're a mind regulator. Glory be to God. And you are a heart fixer. Because you're fixing hearts right now. Because, Father, you said in your words that sometimes our hearts can be deceitful. And we thank you right now for touching our hearts right now. Fixing us up. Glorifying us in your image. To carry out the word of God, the message of God. Thank you, Jesus, the hour of salvation is nigh. Thank you, Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, Flying Eagles Ministry. We're praying for you. Thank you for your healing. God has blessed you over and over and over and over again. Thank him for your healing. Billy, we're praying for you. Jesus, God have mercy. We're praying for you, Christopher. Dr. Bernice Moore Wright, Sheila. Hallelujah, glory be to God, has gone home to be with the Lord, but our spirit is with the family. We thank you, Father God, right now. Lorraine, God is healing. Pat, God is healing. He's in the healing business. Someone under the sound of my voice, cry out to Jesus. Trust him and believe him without the shadow of a doubt. We pray for those that are traveling right now, near and far. Father, give them traveling mercy as they board the airplanes. Touch the pilot. Those that board the trains, touch the conductor. And all those workers in those vineyards. Touch them right now, Father God, that you give them safe travel in their private vehicles. We thank you for safe travel. Travel in mercy. The grace of God be upon them and guide them and lead them and direct them. We thank you, Father God, for safe travel. as others go to see their families and their loved ones. We thank you right now for those that have completed a job or a tour of duty in the military, that you're able to bring them back to see their family members. We thank you right now, Jesus, in your name. We thank you, Father God, for Tanisha Green in Norfolk, Virginia. Bless her and her children in its entirety. Her daughter, Father God, who survived the USS Roosevelt. We thank you right now. We come against COVID that it will no longer be spread throughout the world. And other diseases that have been designed by man, they will no longer spread throughout the world. Let it burn and disintegrate, never to return. We thank you, Father God, for healing those who have been diagnosed with COVID. We thank you for your healing mercy of those that had a diagnosis that wasn't favorable in the eyesight of God. We believe you and we trust you right now. We come against all sickness and disease right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And may God continue to watch over you, keep you, and guide you. Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, Sister Nettie Savage, we're praying for you. God is able. Yes, he is. God will take care of you. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, with you this morning. Power hour of prayer. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for Bishop Timmy Lee, the Lee family. We thank you, Father God, for Deacon James Long. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you. Glory be to God for what you're doing. Great things in our lives. We thank you for every prayer warrior, intercessory prayer warrior, under the sound of my voice, that you'll touch them with the hand of God. I decree and declare that their prayers will become more powerful in the name of Jesus, that they'll speak in the authority of Jesus Christ. Men and women of God, speak and walk in the authority of Jesus Christ, because he's given you that authority. Whose son are you? Whose daughter are you? Whose child are you? The Almighty Living God. And I'm going to walk and talk in that authority. Put the devil under your feet 3 times in the name of Jesus. Grace be with you. God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace be with you, my sister and brothers, this day and the days to come, as we celebrate Dads in the month of June. My God, my God, my God, bless the males of all nations. Touch them, guide them, lead them, and direct them. Regulate their minds. Regulate their minds. The children are asked to be here. Regulate their minds that they'll be good fathers to their children, as you have been to us, our Father in heaven. Yes, he loves us. And we pray for every father under the sound of my voice, grandfathers, godfathers. We pray that you'll do right by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if you do right by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you'll do right by your children. Paul pointed out that this Christ in you is your hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. He said that this is a mystery that has been hidden for generations. The word Christ means anointed one. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. It describes your spiritual nature. Anointed one. When you use words or affirmations that identify you with Christ, you awaken, arouse, bring back to life the Christ child, the Christ within you. Within you. He said that you would do greater things. Point at yourself. The Christ in me. The Christ in you. Sometimes it's good to talk directly to this Christ nature within you. It is wise to invite the Christ within you to heal, harmonize, guide, prosper, or bless you. Say, God bless me. God heal me. God guide me. God prosper me. Wake up to Christ in you and stop looking for someone else to do it. Thank you, Jesus. We're running from church to church, from pastor to pastor. Wake up to Christ in you, men and women of God. The Christ within you awakes your attention and recognition. Recognize yourself as a man or woman of God. You don't need nobody else to tell you that. The Christ within you is very polite. Very polite. It waits to be asked, invited, or noticed. Uh-huh. That's the Christ in you. The Christ in you is a gentleman. The Christ within you is polite to be asked, invited, or noticed. Do you notice this morning the Christ in you? Or are you waiting for someone else to tell you? You said you're a man or a woman of God. You say you're a believer. But when it is how quickly it responds. When you awaits the Christ in you. When you invite the Christ in you. He's waiting for you to invite him in. The Christ in you. Just as you're awakened by a child calling his name, you awaken the Christ child within you by calling his name. Thank you, Jesus. During World War I, an American soldier was badly gazed on the battlefield of Europe and was expected to die. For months, he laid in an army hospital near death and was finally given 3 months to live. As he laid near death in the hospital, he began to remember that at the age of 12, he had met a spiritual healer who had been a blessing to him. For 1 year, this man had received instruction from this blessing, from this woman of God. God used as a healer. After which he had studied many other areas of truth, the Word of God. Now, with death hovering over him, he remembered a great healing secret he had learned at the age of 12 about the Christ being within him. He said to himself, within me lives one who has overcome death. So what have I to fear? Watch out, my sisters and brothers. Within you lives one who has overcome death. So what have you to fear this morning? Then he began to talk to this living presence and power within himself. Our God is not dead. He lives. And he lives what? Within you. He said, forgive me, friend and lover of my soul, for being so long unaware of your presence within me. I cast the whole burden of this body upon your love, and I go free to perfect health now. Cast your burdens on the Lord and leave them there. Not only did the man recover, but he lived to become an outstanding spiritual healer of the 1920s and the 1930s. And we have some spiritual healers God is using in this time. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. This man later said, regarding the effect upon your practical business life, this technique of inviting the Christ within to participate in it is potent, powerful, and effective as it is in healing the body. Yes, the Christ in you. Recognize the Christ in you. Recognize the healing power within you. Your body heals itself. Your mind, your thoughts, your actions. There's a great adventure awaiting you this morning, my sisters and brothers. The greatest adventure any human being can have. It is in seeking, finding, arousing, pervading the Christ within you. It's no longer hidden. whom much is given, much is required. Awaken the Christ within you. Holy Spirit, touch each and every individual under the sound of my voice. Awaken the Christ within them. Have to invoke the Christ Spirit within them. Jesus lives, and he lives within your soul, my soul. Do you believe it this morning? Awaken the Christ in you. Invite the Holy Spirit into your life. Now is the hour of salvation. Invite the Spirit of the living God into your life. Are you sure? Are you sure that you're saved this morning? Without the shadow of a doubt. Are you very sure? If not, say this prayer. Father God, I invite you into my life today, now. I repent of my sins. I turn away from my wicked way of living. I invite you into my life. Total mind. Take over my mind. Body. Take over my body. The Christ in you. Recognize the Christ in you. He's polite. He's a gentleman. He's waiting for you to ask him. And he'll come right in. I surrender my life to you right now, Jesus Christ. I believe that you've heard my prayer. I turn away from my wicked way of living, my wicked way of thinking. And I want to apologize to you this morning. I believe and I trust in you. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. This is your Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart with you this morning. Power Hour Prayer. Tune in again on Monday, yes, Monday, at 6 a.m. to 7. Tell a friend to listen to the Power Hour Prayer, teaching the Word of God, calling names out in prayer. And don't forget about the Dr. Pat Show at 10 a.m. this morning on WOLB 1010 a.m. We are streaming live for those that are in other countries. We're streaming live at WOLB 1010 a.m. Dr. Pat Show, God bless you and awaken the Christ in you.